Good afternoon and welcome to For the Cause of Christ, the radio ministry of the North Coast Baptist Church of Lakewood. The church is under the direction of its pastor, John Lutz. Stay tuned for a message straight and direct from the Word of God. Here now with this week's message is Pastor John Lutz.
Well, good afternoon, welcome, and I'm glad to be with you today. Obviously, I'm not Pastor John Lutz. I'm Pastor Al Davis from the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, and I'm sitting in for Pastor Lutz today. He has some things going on, and hopefully be back with us next week. But I want to welcome you to the program, and also want to mention last week we had a double program, Pastor Lutz and I. I was on here on last Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock with Pastor Lutz on his program, and then, of course, he was on with me on my program that follows at 1:30 live with Pastor Al. We talked about the presidential race in particular, a few things about the candidates and such not, and I just want to mention that program Pastor Lutz and I did during his half hour at 1 o'clock for the cause of Christ, and then my half hour at 1:30 live with Pastor Al. That is available online. You can find that at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. So I encourage you to take a look there. I've had some feedback, some people who enjoyed the program. And so wanted to make that available. So if you didn't get to hear the entire program last week, or if there's some things there that you wanted to listen to again, check us out at livewithpastoral.com. Well, I want to thank Pastor Lutz for giving me the opportunity to sit in for him today. I know he always feels that he's running a risk because he likes to point out to me that they didn't have to do a disclaimer before the program until he had me sit in a few times. So, but we like to tease each other a little bit between our two programs. But we have a good time. He's a great guy, and he's doing a wonderful work there in Lakewood, Ohio, at the North Coast Baptist Church. And of course, more information about that will be given at the bottom of the program. And I hope you'll listen to that. If you're out on the east side of Cuyahoga County, east side of Cleveland, somewhere out that way, and you're looking for a good church, I can wholeheartedly recommend Pastor John Lutz and the North Coast Baptist Church in Lakewood, Ohio. And I'm not just saying that so he'll let me guest host for him on occasion. They're doing a great work out there. And of course, our church is located midway between Akron and Cleveland, Ohio, and we're in Richfield, and we meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located at 5171 Brecksville Road, right off from Interstate 77 and the Ohio Turnpike. In fact, it's right where they cross. We, as I said, we meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. The room that we're in, we can actually see the toll booths from the turnpike where we meet. So I want to invite you to visit us there. And information about that will be coming up more later on after 1:30 when we get into our program later on. Also want to mention, too, I'll be talking about a few things here on this half hour, during this half hour, but when we get into the next half hour, we will have the telephone lines open, and I'll give you those numbers right now if you want to make a note of them. That's 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we'll be taking those questions after 1:30. So you can make a note of that, and I'll try to remind people of that a little bit later. And also, got the show right now streaming on Periscope. If you're familiar with Periscope, it's an app for your Android phones, and you can check us out there as well. All right, we're going to get into something here I was looking at because, you know, we're that time of year. It's October, and the leaves are changing colors, and there's a lot of color out there. I think we're kind of at the peak of the color here in Northeast Ohio, generally speaking, is about the middle of October, and I think it's been a little behind this year just because of the way the weather has been, but it just seems in the last week a lot of leaves have been changing and some really nice reds and oranges and stuff. Beautiful time of year. It's actually one of my favorite times of the year, but the rain and the wind here today has been blowing a lot of them off. So hopefully when the rain eventually ends and the sun begins to peek out, hopefully maybe tomorrow the weather will clear enough that if you get out and about, you can view some of the fall foliage. It's really looking quite nice here right now. So let me encourage you to go out and take a look at that. But right now, since we're getting down to the end of the month, you know, I get questions about Halloween and things dealing with Halloween on occasion. And so I thought I would share something from God's Word with you here today in 1 Samuel and 1 Samuel chapter 28. This is 1 Samuel chapter 28. And I looked at something last year at our church and on our program that I called a Bible ghost story from the book of Job. But I was reading some things and I found another, in a sense, biblical ghost story here in 1 Samuel chapter 28. And let me read this to you here because people wonder what happens when we die, and can we have interactions with the dead? And so, being that Halloween's coming up, people think about these things, and you can't escape the decorations that seem to celebrate death and the dead and ghosts and goblins and things that go bump in the night. So that's a good question to look at. Can we interact with the dead? And a related question, should we interact with the dead? And yet another related question, does God want us to interact with the dead? So there's a great case study here in 1 Samuel chapter 28, and starting in verse number 3, the Bible says this, "Now Samuel was dead, and all Israel had lamented him and buried him in Ramah, even in his own city. And Saul had put away those that had familiar spirits and the wizards out of the land." Now, the familiar spirits, what these are, we need to understand when the Bible says familiar spirits, these are what we would call today demons. In the Bible, the King James Version of the Bible, they call them devils oftentimes, which is really a better term, I think. But devils, demons, we understand what we mean here. We are talking about angels who God had created, who sinned, and they followed Lucifer in his rebellion. They rebelled against God, and sometimes they have this term applied to them, a familiar spirit or familiar spirits. And a good way to understand them, I think, is to just look at what it says. They're spirits, that's because they're angelic beings, and they're familiar in that, well, they're familiar with you. They're familiar with the so-called medium or psychic or soothsayer or whoever. But they have a familiarity with someone or some people, and so what they do is they tend to take on the persona sometimes of the departed, and we'll come to that here a little bit more as we go through the passage. Also wizards, and these are people who basically use magic and things and oftentimes drugs in order to gain visions of the future and things like that. So Saul had done a good thing. He had put away those that had familiar spirits and the wizards out of the land. We continue in verse 4. "And the Philistines gathered themselves together and came and pitched in Shunem. And Saul gathered all Israel together, and they pitched in Gilboa. And when Saul saw the host of the Philistines, he was afraid and his heart greatly troubled. And when Saul inquired of the Lord answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by prophets. Then said Saul unto his servants," now here's a problem. I'm going to pause right here for a moment. There's a problem here. See, Saul, because of his rebellion against God previously, even though God had put him on the throne as the first king over Israel, Saul had done things that he wasn't supposed to do, and as a result, God took his hand of blessing off from Saul. Now, Saul never lost his position with God in the sense that he had been delivered from his sin. And I believe that we'll see Saul in heaven. I believe that Saul was saved because he was trusting in the in the Savior to come, the Messiah to come. And we'll see that also here, I believe, in a little bit. But as we look at this, because God had taken his hand of blessing off from Saul because of Saul's sin, and this is what happens when a believer is living in sin, rebels against God, and does wrong. You don't lose your salvation like some people erroneously and falsely teach. God gave us eternal life, and eternal life, by its very definition, is eternal. And Jesus said that we'll never perish, which in the Greek, if you look that up in John chapter 10, I believe it is, if you look up the Greek for never perish, you know what it means? It means you'll never perish. That's real hard, isn't it? Well, so, but what happens is we come under the chastisement of the Lord, and God sometimes removes his hand of blessing from us, and that's what's happening here. God had removed his hand of blessing. Saul's not getting an answer. He sees the Philistines. He's afraid. There's a large host of Philistines, and he's worried, and so he goes to the Lord, but God's not answering him right now, and so he's not getting the answer from God that he wants, and so he's desperate, and so he says to his servants in verse 7, seek me a woman that hath a familiar spirit. Oh, wait a minute. He had banned those that had familiar spirits out of the land. Remember in verse number 3. But he says, seek me a woman that hath a familiar spirit, that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servant said to him, behold, there is a woman that hath a familiar spirit at Endor. Now, here it is. They even though they were banned out of the land, there were still a few around, and his servants, somebody in the group, was familiar with that there was a woman at Endor with a familiar spirit. So in verse 8, Saul disguised himself, put on other raiment, and he went, and two men with him, and they came to the woman by night, and he said, I pray thee, divine unto me by the familiar spirit, and bring me him up, whom I shall name unto thee. Now, when I was young, they talked about having seances, and in a seance, you would call up the dearly departed. You'd call up Uncle Fred or something like that to find out some information, you know, where Uncle Fred left his bowling ball or something that you want. And then later on, they changed it from seances to other terms, but it's the same sort of thing, where they gather together and they try to call up the spirits of the dead. And it's nothing more than what's going on right here in 1 Samuel. And this has been going on for thousands of years. People have been supposedly calling up the dead. And in this particular case here, he wants this woman to call up a person whom is going to give her the name to in a minute, by the familiar spirit. Now, this gets into something here. When you're dead, according to the word of God, you don't come back. You know, you don't stay around someplace and haunt someplace because you don't know you're dead. When you die, if you're an unsaved person, Luke 16 makes it very clear that you die and you lift up your eyes in torment in hell. That's what happens to the unsaved person. The saved person today, since the Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, I believe it is, Paul writes that absent from the body for the believer means to be present in heaven. Now, prior to the cross, the dead, and I don't have time to go into this portion right now, but prior to the cross, the dead went into paradise, into Abraham's bosom. And that's where Jesus descended after he died on the cross. Remember, the thief said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus had said, told him that that day he would be with him in paradise. And he died, and the Bible later says that he had descended into the depths of the earth, well, and then led captivity captive. So I just went through in about a minute with what I could spend 2 hours at our Friday night Bible study teaching on, but that thief on the cross died, and he went into paradise, and then Jesus took those in paradise into heaven as a result of the resurrection. But getting back to our story here in 1 Samuel chapter 28, this familiar spirit, imitates, this is what happens, they imitate the those that have died, because those who are in hell are not going to be able to come back to the earth to converse with you, no matter how much they might want to. And again, read in Luke chapter 16. And at this time, those who are in paradise are not coming back up to the earth. Why would they want to come back up to the earth? They're in paradise in Abraham's bosom. Now today, of course, we go to be directly with the Lord in heaven. Why would we want to come back from heaven to hang around here on this world once we get to heaven? But he says, I pray thee, divine unto me by the familiar spirit, and bring him me him up, whom I shall name unto thee. And the woman said unto him in verse 9, behold, thou knowest what Saul hath done, how he hath cut off all those that are cut off those that have familiar spirits and the wizards out of the land. Wherefore then layest thou a snare for my life to cause me to die? Now she's a little suspicious of this, but they go back and forth, and Paul said, or Saul says to her, as the Lord liveth, there shall no punishment happen to thee for this thing. Then said the woman, whom shall I bring up unto thee? And he said, bring me up Samuel. Now Samuel was the prophet of God that has since died, and he had anointed Saul king of Israel, and he is the one that had inquired of God for him in many occasions. And Saul was figuring, if he couldn't get a hold of God, maybe if he could get a hold of Samuel, Samuel could get a hold of God, and surely God would listen to Samuel. So he's a desperate man. He's consulting with a familiar spirit. Now, this is a sin that God later takes Saul's life for. In fact, in 1 Chronicles chapter 10 and verse number 13, the Bible says, so Saul died for his transgression, which he committed against the Lord, even against the word of the Lord, which he kept not, and also for this for asking counsel of one that had a familiar spirit to inquire of it, and inquired not of the Lord. Therefore he slew him and turned the kingdom unto David, the son of Jesse. And part of that indicates that he was not waiting on the Lord sufficiently, but he had disobeyed God, and he sought one that had a familiar spirit, and God required his life for that. And sometimes there are sins unto death where God will cut short the life of a believer. But getting back to our story here in 1 Samuel chapter 28 and verse 12 says, and the woman saw Samuel, and she cried with a loud voice. And the woman spake to Saul, saying, why hast thou deceived me? For thou art Saul. And the king said unto her, be not afraid, for what sawest thou? And the woman said unto Saul, I saw gods ascending out of the earth. Now, gods is with a little g, and it's not talking about deity here. It's talking about important persons or personages. And he said unto her, what form is he of? And she said, an old man cometh up. Now, this is prior to the resurrection. This is prior to Samuel receiving a new body, in which God promises us in the resurrection. And he says, an old man cometh up, and he is covered with a mantle. And Saul perceived that it was Samuel, and he stooped with his face to the ground and bowed himself. And Samuel said to Saul, why hast thou disquieted me to bring me up? Well, he didn't want to leave paradise. And Saul answered, I am sore distressed, for the Philistines make war against me, and God has departed from me, and answereth me no more, neither by prophets nor by dreams. Therefore I have called thee, that thou mayest make known unto me what I shall do. Now, this is the most unique situation in the Word of God. This is the only time that I'm aware of in the Bible where, other than the Lord Jesus Christ coming up from the grave, that God allowed someone to come up from the grave in order to commune with the living. Now, we understand, because seeking after familiar spirits and these sorts of things, the Bible condemns this sort of an action. The Bible condemns seeking after witchcraft or witches. Witchcraft is condemned in the Word of God. Exodus 22, verse 78 says, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. And Leviticus chapter 19, verse 31 says, regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. And so it couldn't be clearer. There's other passages there in the scripture that make it very clear that we should not be involved in this sort of thing. And there's a death penalty for these sorts of people that conduct this sort of activity. And Saul has gotten involved, but God has allowed Samuel to come up in this one instant. I had somebody on our Sunday night program one time asked me, well, how do you know this was Samuel and not the familiar spirit? Well, it's very simple. The Bible says in verse number 12, the woman saw Samuel, and it says clearly that it's Samuel. And in verse number 14, it says Saul perceived that it was Samuel. And in verse number 15, it says, and Samuel said to Saul. And then in verse 16, it says, then said Samuel, wherefore then dost thou ask of me, seeing the Lord is departed from thee and has become thine enemy? And the Lord hath done to him as he spake by me, for the Lord hath rent thy kingdom, or the kingdom out of thine hand, and given it to thy neighbor, even to David. Now, this is a problem. When you start seeking after the dead, you're going to cause problems for yourself. You're going to open up yourself to demonic deception, and because in most cases, and in every case that you're going to deal with, you're not going to get the actual person. You're not going to get Uncle Fred. You're going to get a familiar spirit masquerading as Uncle Fred, the familiar spirit that knows everything that Uncle Fred ever did in his life because he was around him all the time and studied him. And he can imitate him and make you think and deceive you, and they want to deceive you about what happens in the afterlife. But in this particular case, God allowed Samuel himself to appear here in front of Saul. And Saul does not get a good message from Samuel. He is reminded of his rebellion. He's reminded that God had taken the kingdom with him because of his previous sin. And he's reminded of his sin in verse 18, because thou obeyest not the voice of the Lord, nor executest his fierce wrath upon Amalek. Therefore hath the Lord done this thing unto thee this day. And then when you mess with this sort of thing, it's going to cost you more than you expect, because in verse 19, Samuel says this to Saul, moreover, the Lord will also deliver Israel with thee into the hand of the Philistines, and tomorrow shalt thou and thy sons be with me. The Lord also shall deliver the host of Israel into the hand of the Philistines. And I won't read the rest of the story there, but not good news for Saul. It's never good to dabble in the occult. It's never good to try and make contact with the dead. The Bible condemns it. That's necromancy, and that's something that's condemned in the Bible. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 18, starting verse 10, there shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of the times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. And a necromancer is one that tries to go to the dead discover unknown and future events. Now, the devils have a certain measure of ability to give you information and to tell you things. And I use the somewhat facetious example of calling up Uncle Fred to find out where he left his favorite bowling ball that you want. An unfamiliar spirit would know where that's at, because it's not hard for them to know those sorts of things. We need to beware. We need to be on guard. Halloween's coming up, and my wife and I personally don't celebrate Halloween, and we think that we ought to steer clear from the celebration of the dead, celebration of the occult, and our churches of like mind. And let me just encourage you, as you see these things all around you at this time of the year, it ought to be a reminder that God takes a very dim view of the occult. He takes a very dim view of those that dabble in the occult. And the occult will suck people in, and it'll cost you more than you ever thought. Instead, we need to turn to Christ. Why seek the living among the dead? Well, we turn to Christ because Christ alone delivers us from the power of death, and we can have our sins forgiven and know we have a home in heaven through Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for the next half hour.
You have been listening to For the Cause of Christ with Pastor John Lutz from the North Coast Baptist Church in Lakewood. Pastor Lutz and the congregation would like to extend a cordial invitation for you to join them at any of their services. Sunday morning worship is at 11, the Sunday evening service is at 6, and the Wednesday Bible study is at 7 p.m. North Coast Baptist Church is located at 2051 Quail Street in Lakewood. For directions or more information, please call 216-521-3800. That's 216-521-3800. Or send an email to northcoastbaptist@sbcglobal.net. That's northcoastbaptist@sbcglobal.net. Thank you for listening. This program has been sponsored by the North Coast Baptist Church of Lakewood, Ohio.